Thusly, the whole environment is liable to be offering us signals. If we can catch even 1/10 of those signals, we will have material aplenty for spiritual evolution. Dated May 29, 1997. 131, letter dated January 6, 1998. And 36, chapter 13, the secondary missions, outer gifts, the doing of being. Before we concentrate in the next chapter on the main mission of all spiritually awakened beings, which is to be ourselves, I would like to touch on some of the ways in which we as wanderers can use our outer gifts in the service of others. We all come into life with a partially preformed personality and various talents with which we have chosen to be endowed during this incarnation. As we grow and learn, we find ourselves developing some gifts and forsaking others. It is part of discovering who we are to recognize our own gifts, and to choose the ones we wish to develop. From the near infinity of possible outer gifts, I have chosen a variety of the ones people ask me about the most, and the ones I myself feel are worthy of thought. In discussing ways of using our gifts, I do not mean to make those who may not have such gifts feel that they should learn them, or feel guilty or lesser because they do not happen to be skilled at a particular gift. I simply want to consider outer service to others by looking through these various lenses at it. Joe Combe writes, "We are all making drastic modifications in our lives. We are all recoing to the source. And as we all endeavor to reco, rest assured all of our paths will go in different directions. But all knowing the destination will be one and the same. One when looking at how we might serve by sharing our gifts, it helps to remember that we are all on the same path, that our co-ions to each other transcend linear processes and that our destination is utterly shared. As creatures of ineffable love, as part of one infinite being within the creator of all there is, we enjoy a communion in which, by our very being, we make far more of a difference than we ever can by virtue of our most marvelous work in the outer world. This is helpful to realize, for the main distraction to thinking about sharing our gifts is the feeling that we must be doing something dramatic in order to serve. This is emphatically not true, in my opinion. We cannot help serving by our very being, either for the forces of love, or for the opposite, depending on the direction of our seeking. Any outer service we are able to add to the inner and primary service of being is icing on the cake. And any activity whatever in which we, 437, chapter 13, the secondary missions, outer gifts attempt to serve another is equal to all other attempts to serve of equal purity of intention. A wanderer, in her early 40s and fresh from a life-changing UFO experience, was writing to me about her concern for serving others. It is extremely common for wanderers to have an urgency about being of service. I wrote to tell her my feelings that whatever we did with love was a service to others, and she responded, "When you told me that doing the dishes and changing diapers is still a form of service and that manifestation is only secondary, my whole viewpoint changed, and I can feel joy within. All it takes is love. I just need to love myself more." To those of you who echo this thought, for it is not what service you do, it is the love with which you do this service that makes all services equal. It is not the healing or the feeding or the changing or the washing, it is the quality of love with which you do it. 3. This quality of love is something scientists do not yet know how to measure. However, each of us knows people whose nature is such that they radiate love and peace to those around them in a wonderful way, so we each have our survive ways of knowing what the you are talking about. The work of learning how better to serve by doing and being is subtle and survive not only now, but for incarnations to come. Learning truly well how to serve the Creator and our other selves is not something we will polish off in one incarnation. It is something we can set our minds to studying for the long run. You have moved into an area that will be continued in your development for many, many incarnations, and through at least one more density. This situation of loving, serving and trying to become the forgiving universal self, and, therefore, the forgiven universal self, is a sacred and a monumental task. 4. Note the centrality of forgiveness in this statement. Again and again, we find the echoes of praise for this universally heart-opening quality. Forgiveness seems to be a part of many outer gifts, But what are the outer gifts that we consider most spiritually helpful? People generally list teaching, healing, statesmanship and channeling first when they are thinking of dramatic ministries, and we will talk about each of these. But almost any vocation can be a service to others. Wanderers have been suggested to have clusters of talent in the arts. And we have all been inspired by works of art, from songs and paintings to plays and movies, and all the rest. I feel that it is probable, 438, chapter 13, the secondary missions, outer gifts however, that wanderers are no more liable to have artistic talent than any earth native. The UO suggest that the one asset the wanderer has in discovering her gifts is a more clearly apparent sense of faith. The difference between, E.T., wanderers and third density graduation hopefuls is within the area of faith and intuition. There, E.T., wanderer has more of an instinctive belief or faith in spiritual coincidence, in the aliveness of all things. 5. This is a rather small advantage, and one that E.T. wanderers can use only if they trust in their intuition. In either case, it will take price. Those of Ra say, as with any entities, each wanderer has its unique abilities, biases and specialities, so that from each portion of each density represented among the wanderers comes an array of pre-incarnative talents which then may be expressed upon this plane which you now experience, so that each wanderer, in offering itself before incarnation, has some special service to offer in addition to the doubling if of planetary love and light and the basic function of serving as beacon or shepherd. Thus there are those of fifth density whose abilities to express wisdom are great. There are fourth and sixth density wanderers whose abilities to serve as, shall we say, passive radiators or broadcasters of love and love, light are immense. There are many others whose talents brought into this density are quite varied. 6. Our concern, then, is to identify, develop and share what gifts we may have. When the soul awakens to its spiritual identity, concomitant with the gladness of knowing who one is comes the honor and responsibility involved in the feeling that there is work to do, and for each entity that work has been prepared in the sense that each seeker has gifts and talents for which there is a use. We encourage each to flow with those talents, to support the self in using those gifts that have been brought into incarnation, that have been carefully chosen by each for the outer service, for the ions and accomplishments that each may choose to offer. 7. Being a passive radiator of love and light. 292 is a wanderer with Pleiadian memories who considers himself a researcher into both scientific and metaphysical truth, and he says, 439, chapter 13, the secondary missions, outer gifts. What is really important, the most valuable gift, the greatest accomplishment, the biggest challenge, the grandest joy, is to live the truth of one's being, which is of the Creator. It is a true service, to be. Perhaps that is all one can really do. 8. I do feel it is true that the being must inform the doing, or the doing is empty. In the outer gift of offering the self as a passive radiator of love, the being, done consciously, is the doing, the entire gift. We can, if we wish, take the main mission, which is to be most profoundly ourselves and to come into unity with the heart of love within us, and choose to pursue it consciously, every day, all the time. This conscious pursuit of the doing of the being is, I think, the very purest outer sharing of the inner gift of desire to serve, which is our greatest gift of all in terms of service to others, for we need to desire to serve before the opportunities we most hope for will come. Those of L. Lima say, the greatest work that any can do at this time to maximize the potential for critical mass being achieved by harvest is in their personal dedication to the life of a contemplative who is also coed vitally with the environment with which he lives. That is, once gifts have been given to the seeker, it is then its responsibility to manifest those gifts in ions, in thoughts and in intentions, not necessarily by dramatic efforts such as becoming a pilgrim upon a dusty path, for there are many, many entities whose lives have touched hundreds or thousands of people by the simple beauty of their presence. There are those who have chosen to be the mothers and fathers of very needful souls, and who have generated more positivity and light for the planetary consciousness by this suivity, humble though it may seem, as the mother and father doing the dishes, than the entrepreneur who goes upon the road feeling that it has found the answer. 9. The being of doing needs to begin with being. When we feel love flowing through our hearts, we are ready to respond to the call for service. Those of Latvia talk about being a passive radiator as being on a kind of watchtower. Some of you have chosen not only to experience within the incarnation to learn to grow and to serve, but also to maintain the high places within the consciousness, the watchtowers of love, which beam forth as light sources to the planet upon which you now enjoy incarnation, to the entities upon it, to the Earth itself and to those energetic vibratory levels within the Earth's atmosphere which are in dire need of the great watch, faithfully held. Those of you to whom these words express a recognizable duty and honor may know that whether you seem to be a 440, chapter 13, the secondary missions, outer gifts businessman, a homemaker, a queen or a shepherd, there is that inner citadel, at the top of which is a watchtower, and the only lamp that is lit is the lamp lit by the deepest heart as it gazes in worship and adoration from light into light, knowing light, accepting light, blessing light and allowing the crystal of the heart of hearts to turn the self into the metaphysical lamp upon the hillside, the city upon the hill, not for the notice or understanding or thanks of mankind, but for the doing of it alone, for the keeping of the watch. In many cases this, the keeping of a faithful watch, is the primary mission or task set for the self before the incarnation. There are many wanderers who have come to a confused and baffling plane and are saturated in the intricacies of incarnation, yet who still, again and again, in thought stray to the watchtower. If it calls you, go, not only in meditation. Allow the watchtower to call you again and again, for moments, for minutes, hours, for the incarnation, until your desire to serve as conduit for light and love on the totally unspoken vibratory planes is satisfied. 10. This process of knowing the self more deeply has been compared to being born again. I think the reference is not to any specifically Christian or process, but rather to the awakening of the spiritual self within. Nothing can be known, but you have all inside, each of you has all inside. And as one approaches the self, more gently, more quietly and more aware of the true nature of the self, one is able to see that one is indeed born again, as so many of your peoples have been distressed to hear the phrase, born within as a self-aware, eternal light being, to aid the earth that you so love, to aid the changes that must come. It is simply necessary to find who you are and then be who you are in the very most truthful way, the most honest way that you can. All else will follow. 11. The ability to rest in the present moment is not a gift given to us all by nature. However, we can all work on it, we all have the capacity within us to some extent. The people who will find this outer service most appealing will be of two kinds. One kind is that person whose schedule is completely out of time, because this service can be done anywhere, doing anything else, as long as part of the doing is working on the being that's doing the doing. The mantra for this service option is do be do be do. The other person wise to take up this service is the mystical person who enjoys plunging into the unknown and mystery-filled present moment. Each of you is aware that science describes this universe, this room in which you sit, to be specific, as a great emptiness within which, just as, 441, chapter 13, the secondary missions, outer gifts, the night sky sparkles with stars near and far. The atoms and molecules of your bodies, of that upon which you sit, that of the air and of the floor, look back at you winking in the cosmic flow of energy. Each of you is galaxy upon galaxy, creation upon creation. There is in far nothing but illusion, and who you are is, in the end, that consciousness, that light being that is and was and shall evermore be. Whether it is evaded or has chosen to come once again into an awareness with the unpotentiated creator. You are you, you are also all that you see and the creator itself. Within this illusion, however, each of you has made the vital choice that is the purpose of this entire density of learning, that choice being how to relate to the one infinite creator. Shall you love the creator by serving others, Or shall you love the Creator by keeping others at a safe distance while you make yourself more powerful and thus more able to control your environment? ? 12. For the passive radiator, the choice is to release all power over the moment except to love it and all within it. Of ourselves, we cannot do this, and help is needed to move into our balanced and opened hearts. This help, this love energy, is coming through all the time, but we need a bit of grace to become able to be aware of the energy and the joy and elan that it brings. We are so busy living our lives, it is very hard to remember that all of it is an illusion and that we are moving illusions around within other illusions in our daily lives, rather than accomplishing anything in the metaphysical sense. However, an abundance of grace and help awaits our most slender plea and request for it. Ask, and we shall be answered. Let that light within be, let the self open and flow consciously, so that you may be part of the good in the lives of those whom you touch. Sometimes it is nothing more than a supportive smile to a stranger that makes the difference for that stranger that particular moment. As you are given grace to lift away from the stains of sorrow and toil into the ethereal beauty of that ever-flowing love which is the Creator, remember to be generous, and know that that which comes through you is in utter abundance, completely unlimited in supply. 13. One terse hint on accessing that grace comes from those of you. We suggest simply that praise and thanksgiving move the mind and heart out of things into the absolute of all that there is. 14. What to give praise and thanksgiving for? If things are good, for our blessings. If things are tough, for our catalyst and challenges. In all weathers, we can give thanks for our relationships, our many possessions and their. 442, Chapter 13, The Secondary Missions, Outer Gifts, Comfort of them, our pets and friends and family and those for whom we are praying for healing, and we can give thanks for the endless beauties of nature, which those of Yom feel is especially helpful. Firstly, the creation of the Father, as this instrument calls the second density sphere and biota upon which you enjoy incarnation, is full and replete in undistorted love. Therefore, the earth and its creatures are helpful, whether or not the individual entity is aware of this aid. Secondly, to one whose spirit rejoices in the creation and the energies of this harmonious and beautiful creation, these positive effects are many times magnified. We may note in this regard that the impulse to seek nature can be somewhat wayward when one finds oneself in a position athwart the forces of this natural, harmonious and sometimes inconvenient world of nature. Therefore, it is well consciously to pause in good weather and evil days alike, sun and rain, to give praise to the Infinite One for this perfect manifestation, and to offer thanks for beholding its face. 15. Those of you who sum up this subsayon of outer gifts with this remark about being a passive radiator to the planet at large, a destiny awaits you. Your choice of how to fulfill it is always your own, and upon that fathomless, dire ionless sea of consciousness there remains much confusion. Yet, the love within others shines to light your way, and the light which moves through you from the Infinite One is a lighthouse to others. Your being, your essential self, is your main service to the One Creator and to all of those upon your planet. 16. Seeing people at the soul level. The outer service of seeing people as souls is one step removed from the conscious price of being, in the sense of passive radiation, for it involves working with our relationships, with the people we are meeting day by day. There seems to be a wide variety in people. One fellow seems smart and another, stupid. One woman seems quick of wit and another, slow. Some of us are powerfully attractive, some of us are homely, and most of us are in between. If appearances are to be believed, we humans vary widely. The heart of the gift of seeing people as souls is lifting above these details and entering into an appreciation of all persons which has nothing to do with their details of age, gender, race, religion and status. Those of you who say, 443, Chapter 13, The Secondary Missions, Outer Gifts. When your beingness touches in with the tabernacle of the Most High and a portion of your consciousness remains in that holy place, then all places are holy, all entities are of the Christ consciousness, and the eyes with which you look at those entities are eyes infinite in their ability to channel the one original thought of the infinite creator's love. 17 Perhaps this gift in us lies waiting to be given permission to be encouraged, for I think spiritual seekers are, by our very nature and tendency, far more able to see themselves at the soul level than those who do not think on such things. My experience with us outsiders on the spiritual path is that we tend to be quite aware of the illusory quality of the outer world and the higher level of reality in the metaphysical, inner world. As we become able to tap into more and more remembrance of the love which forms our most basic self and gives it life, we will become more aware of our own soul quality, and therefore more able to see it in those we meet. I do feel we can expect to form opinions about the people we meet on the outer level. We will take to some people more than others.